إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، نواصل هذه الدروس من كتاب الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية، وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. باب قول الله تعالى: وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. I welcome all of you when we continue reading from the concise commentary and explanation on Kitab al-Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed, this great book, very important book of Al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. وغفر له ولوالديه. And we reading from the explanation by our noble Sheikh al-Allama, al-Walid, al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan, al-Fawzan. حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وإخوانه من علماء أهل السنة والجماعة. We're in the last chapter, الحمد لله لله الحمد والمنة. The last chapter, and the Sheikh Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid, Sheikh Al-Islam, he didn't have a title for it as sometimes he does this. He just goes straight and bring an ayah or a hadith. But it's about the kuffar and the polytheists and mushrikun who do not appraise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with true appraisal. He mentioned the ayah in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah 67. They have not appraised Allah with true appraisal, while the earth entirely will be within His grip on the day of resurrection, and the heavens will be folded in His right hand. Exalted is He subhanahu wa ta'ala and high above what they associate with Him. قال فضيلة الشيخ الشيخ صالح حفظه الله: أما مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد، قال: أراد المصنف رحمه الله أن يختم كتابه، هذا الكتاب القيم كتاب التوحيد، بهذا الباب، بهذا الباب المشتمل على النصوص الدالة على عظمة الله وخضوع المخلوقات له، مما يدل على أنه سبحانه وتعالى هو المستحق للعبادة وحده، وأن له صفات الكمال ونعوت الجلال. As for the relevance of this chapter, which is the last chapter in this very important book, Kitab al-Tawheed. Sheikh Saleh Hafizahullah says that the author, and the author here, what he means by the author? Who's the author here? Aina Sheikh al-Islam, Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad al-Wahhab, ends his book with a chapter including some texts, meaning from the Quran and from the Sunnah. These are the texts. أهل السنة والجماعة يعتمدون على الأدلة من الكتاب والسنة. أهل السنة والجماعة العلماء, when they say texts, they refer to that as texts, proofs from the Quran and from the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he says he ends his book with a chapter including some texts attesting to Allah's grandeur and to the verity that all creatures are subjected to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This proves that Allah is the one worthy of worship. And it further proves that all attributes of perfection and majesty exclusively belong to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما قدر الله حق قدره أي ما عظم المشركون الله حق تعظيمه إذ عبدوا معه غيره. In this ayah, the Shaykh mentioned as for the statement of Allah that the polytheists, they did not appraise Allah with true appraisal because they have worshipped along with Him others. They worship and they associate with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, partners in worship. Since they worship along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they associate with Him partners such as from the thing, they worship idols and statues that have no benefit for them. They can even benefit themselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many places in the Quran, they cannot hear them when they speak, they cannot see them, they cannot even remove harm from themselves. How they can remove harm for others and the like. Al-ma'na al-ijmali lil-ayah, the general meaning of this ayah, ayat Surah Al-Zumar, يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله يخبر الله تعالى أن المشركين ما عظموا الله حق تعظيمه حيث عبدوا معه غيره وهو العظيم الذي لا أعظم منه وهو العظيم سبحانه الذي لا أعظم منه القادر على كل شيء المالك لكل شيء وكل شيء تحت قهره وقدرته والمخلوقات كلها بالنسبة إليه صغيرة حقيرة ثم نزه نفسه عن شرك المشركين وتنقص الجاهلين. In the translation of the general meaning of this ayah, Allah exalted be He informs in this ayah that the polytheists, al-mushrikun, have not exalted Him in a proper manner. How is that? Because they worship others along with Him, the Shaykh says. They did not exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a proper manner as they worship others along with Him. Though He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most exalted, the omnipotent and the sovereign owner, who are subjugated all to His will. While creatures in their entirety are so little and worthless in His sight. Thereafter Allah, exalted be He, mentioned that he is far above the imperfection attributed to him by the polytheists and the ignorant ones. The Majah al-Sheikh bi tanbih أو تنبيهان تنبيهين جاء بتنبيهين حفظه الله. التنبيه الأول مذهب السلف في قوله تعالى والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه، هو إمراره كما جاء مع اعتقاد ما دل عليه من غير تحريف ولا تكييف، والأحاديث والآثار الآتية تفسرها وتوضحها. The Sheikh says, as for the verse, regarding the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةُ وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ، while the earth entirely will be within his grip on the day of resurrection, and the heavens will be folded in his right hand. So the Salaf, Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, and the Tabi'een and Atba'a Tabi'een, and the A'imma, the great Imams from the A'imma of the Salaf, are of the opinion, and that's their aqeedah, by the way, not just their opinion, that's their aqeedah. This is the aqeedah of the Salaf when it comes to the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learned in aqeedah al-tawheed, aqeedah al-salaf, in many places, alhamdulillah, in different classes. That their aqeedah, that such a verse, and it's like, meaning those who name those verses that talks about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be apprehended according to their apparent meaning and value, with neither tahrif, without distorted meaning, nor takif. What is takif? Muhammad Moore. Tariq, takif? No.
To liken it to something?
No. Had a tamthil. Likening is tamthil. Naam Luqman, takif? Ahsant. To ask how. Try to find out, and how is the hand, for example. Naam takif. Min kaifa. La kaif. Takif. And the Sheikh says the following hadith, narrations, and traditions give a clear interpretation to this verse, inshaAllah ta'ala. التنبيه الثاني ما يستفاد من هذه الآية يأتي بعد الذكر ما يتعلق بها من الأحاديث الواردة في هذا الباب. As usually, if you remember, what is the last thing the Sheikh mentioned? When he explained at the explanation of every ayah or every hadith, remembers. Because the Shaykh, he has a pattern he follows in the explanation in this book. Al-Fawa'id. Huh? Al-Fawa'id, ahsant. Right? After, when the Shaykh explains every verse or every hadith, the Shaykh, he will bring the relevance of the, at the beginning of the chapter, the Shaykh will bring the relevance of the chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. After that, what the Shaykh would do? أولا مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. The relevance of the chapter, because that's a new chapter now, to the book of Tawheed. After that, what the Shaykh do, Luqman? أحسنت. مناسبة الآية الأولى أو الحديث الأول في الباب لكتاب التوحيد. The relevance of the first proof that the Shaykh chose, whether it be an ayah or a hadith. Why this ayah? What this ayah has to do with Kitab al-Tawheed, actually from that chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. What is the third thing the Shaykh would do? This is academic. Huh? لا ها أي benefits are less. Excellent. What else? Yeah, one. We're here for a couple of years in this book. Steps. Like, can you remember? Can you imagine somebody live in a house for 4 years and say, how many steps? He has steps in his house. He has to go to the house, huh? In steps. He lived in the house, Muhammad, for 4 years. Say, how many steps in your house? I don't know. Some people, they may not pay attention to the steps, but we should pay attention to Tawheed and to the books and the ulama. They put these steps to make it easy. Now, what was the third now?
The general meaning of the ayah or hadith.
That's number four. What's number three?
No. I didn't hear the question. Sorry. I was writing.
The Shaykh, he follows a pattern in explaining the ayah or the hadith, or explaining this book. He do it in an order, alright, in segments. Number one, he started the chapter, his new chapter, like today, he will tell us the relevance of this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. What connection this subject matter to Kitab al-Tawheed? That's number one. Then he will go, as the brother they says, he will bring us the relevance of the first proof that the Shaykh chose in this chapter. Meaning why? What this ayah or this hadith has to do with Kitab al-Tawheed, and especially this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. Number three, that's what we're looking for. Naam, Omar. Qulna benefits the last one. No, if we said the last one, again, no, it's not three, and there is a four. Nuruddin.
The relevance of the ayah to the chapter.
That's number two.
Number two is relevance of the chapter to Kitab
al-Tawheed. That's number one. The relevance of the chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. Number two, the relevance of the ayah or hadith to that chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed.
How did this the Sahaba?
Sorry, I didn't even say you so if here you gotta say something. Whatever.
You couldn't see me if I waved my hand.
I didn't. Allah Afwan. Okay,
how did Sahabas understand and the entire crew, how did they understand
this? Nah, that's not what the Shaykh followed. Right. But that's a good point, but that's not what the MashaAllah. Abdurda.
Now, sharhu al-ayat al-hadith.
You're close, but you're not to the point. Sharh mada? Sharh al-ayat?
No.
No, that's al-ma'na al-ijmali. Taqsid al-ma'na al-ijmali al-ayat al-hadith? Hada li taqsid?
Al-mufradat.
Al-mufradat. Hada al-an. Mada kunta satakun?
أيضا يأتي بالتراجم يعني
أحيانا التراجم أحسنت أي نعم هذا أحيانا هذا لا نضعه بالترتيب أحيانا أحسنت أبو الدرداء شرح بعض المفردات some key words for key phrases in نعم he's to do that this year. And then number four المعنى الإجمالي the general meaning of the ayah of the hadith or the author. Because the Shaykh sometimes he brings Athar al-Salaf, and then what's after that? Al-Fawa'id. So it's academic, it's well, alhamdulillah, put it together, so it's easy. Now, in other books, you will find they just start talking about and bring you everything together. You have to have that, you know, insight to be able to extract benefits here or this or. Okay? But the Shaykh, because he put this for the curriculum. It's taught in the curriculum in Saudi Arabia. Okay? Yeah, so you make it easy for them. Why I'm saying this? Because in the second tanbih, he says, as for the benefits and the lessons drawn from this verse, meaning the first Surah Zumar, will be stressed after highlighting the text relevant to it in this chapter. He's going to come after the ahadith. So he's going to bring the benefits together after we study the ahadith. Now, amma al-hadith, so the Shaykh brought one ayah as a proof in this chapter. Then he mentioned a couple of narrations. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال جاء حبر من الأحبار إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والحبر هو أحد أحبار اليهود وهو العالم بتحبير الكلام وتحسينه سمي حبرا لما يبقى له من أثر علومه في قلوب الناس جاء حبر من الأحبار إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا محمد إنا نجد أن الله يجعل السماوات على إصبع والأراضين على إصبع أو أصبع والشجر على أصبع والثرى على أصبع وسائر الخلق على أصبع فيقول أنا الملك فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بدت نواجذه تصديقا لقول الحبر ثم قرأ وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة وفي رواية لمسلم والجبال والشجر على أصبع ثم يهزهن فيقول أنا الملك أنا الله وفي رواية للبخاري يجعل السماوات على أصبع والماء والثرى على أصبع وسائر الخلق على أصبع أخرجاه يعني أخرجه البخاري ومسلم ولمسلم عن ابن عمر مرفوعا يطوي الله السماوات يوم القيامة ثم يأخذهن بيده اليمنى ثم يقول أنا الملك أين الجبارون أين المتكبرون ثم يطوي الأراضين السبع ثم يأخذهن بشماله ثم يقول أنا الملك أين الجبارون أين المتكبرون وروي عن ابن عباس قال ما السماوات السبع والأرضون السبع في كل الرحمن إلا كخردلة في يد أحدكم. He mentioned this hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one of the great companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that Ihabr, which is usually translated to a rabbi or one of the learned among the Jews, that when they speak, they have an impact on the people who are listening to them. So this Habr came to the Messenger of Allah and said, because there was Jews that they used to live in Medina when the Prophet made the Hijrah, the inhabitants of Medina, they were amongst the Arabs and amongst the Jews. So they were the Ansar, mainly the two big tribes, the Aus and Khazraj. And then you have the Jews, Bani Nadir, Bani Qaynuqa, Bani Mada. Qurayza, Ahsan, was three tribes of the Jews, and then there was the Arabs in there. So here is one of them came, so you understand where that Jew came from, because they used to live in Medina. He came and says, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn, this is a Jew now talking, he says, we learn that Allah will put all the heavens on one finger and the earth on one finger and the trees on one finger and the thara on one finger. الثَّرَى قال الشيخ في المفردات هو التراب الندي ولعل المراد به هنا الأرض. He said that moist dirt. He said, but what is intended, والله أعلم. The Shaykh, he says, here is the earth as well. And the rest of the created beings on one finger. Then he will say, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I am the sovereign. Thereupon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, so that his premolar teeth became visible. And that was the confirmation, the Shaykh. That was the confirmation of the rabbi statement, confirming him that yes, that's true. Then the Prophet ﷺ recited the verse, as we mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar, they have not appraised Allah with true appraisal, while the earth entirely will be within his grip on the day of resurrection. In another version related by Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, and the mountains and trees are on one finger, then Allah will shake them as saying, I am the sovereign, I am Allah. In another version related by Al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will put the heavens on one finger. These are the heavens, Ikhwan. Seven heavens, mighty heavens. Allah will put the heavens on one finger, and the water, and Thara, which is the earth, on one finger, and all the created beings on one finger. Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, the great companion, son of the great companion, radiallahu anhuma, in a hadith marfu' that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah exalted be He would fold the heavens on the day of resurrection, and then He would put them in His right hand and say, I am the sovereign. Where are the tyrants? Where are the tyrants and where are the arrogant people today? Then He subhanahu wa ta'ala will fold the seven earths and put them in His left hand and say, I am the sovereign. Where are the tyrants and where are the arrogant people? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, the seven heavens and the seven earths, the seven heavens and the seven earths in the hand of Allah, the entirely merciful, are but like a seed of mustard in the hand of one of you. As for the explanation of this narration that is composed of a couple of narrations actually, in the key words and phrases it says, Athara, wet soil. As Sheikh Fawzani says, or he may be here referred to the earth itself.
Huh?
Is sand white? Or you have to add water for it? No, it's not sand. Sand in Arabic is... What is the word for sand in Arabic? Ramil. Rimal wa ramil. Rimal. Thara. Who can give me a hadith? Or an ayah where this word athara is Abu Darda.
وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى.
أحسنت. وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. That's an ayah, a hadith. That's a homework for everybody. طيب. نعم. Bring an ayah and a hadith. Another ayah. Other than Abu Darda mentioned Muhammad al-Amin. طيب. على أيين المعنى الإجمالي الآن. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث. The general meaning of the hadith. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله ذكر عالم من علماء اليهود للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يجدونه، يعني اليهود ما يجدونه في كتابهم التوراة من بيان عظمة الله وصغر المخلوقات بالنسبة إليه سبحانه وتعالى، وأنه يضعها أي المخلوقات على أصابعه، فوافقه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على ذلك وسر به وتلا ما يصدقه من القرآن الكريم الذي أنزله الله عليه. In the general meaning of this hadith or narrations, that one of the scholars amongst the Jews has mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what they found with them in the Torah. What they found with them in the Torah, the book that Allah revealed to men, Musa alayhi salam. That which they find within them in the Torah about the grandeur of Allah and the low level of all of His creatures when compared to His majesty, exalted be He subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will place all His creatures on His fingers. On His fingers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who said this? Not Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan. Who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put His creatures on His fingers? No, amen?
The Jew.
Any Jew?
The
Jew who has knowledge. Aynam. He's the one who said to make this statement. Aynam. But this is not just any statement that anybody can say. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed with the rabbi in what he said and was very pleased with that, hearing that. Moreover, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited a verse from the Quran attesting to that. Aina. وصلنا إلى الفوائد. ما يستفاد من الآية والحديث برواياته. Now we get to the benefits. As the Shaykh mentioned, that he's not going to get the benefits from the ayah until he brings this narrations here, but we still have a couple more narrations to finish the Kitab al-Tawheed. We may leave that for the next week and next class, inshallah. So we still have another class in alhamdulillah. What are some of the benefits, ya akhwan? Remember, the rule is what? When it comes to benefits, where do we bring these benefits from? From the ayah and the hadith, not from the explanation. Benefits from the ayah and the hadith. What ayah? Ahsan. The ayah from Surah Az-Zumar. Not any ayah. That ayah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. Okay? That's the ayah you're going to bring some benefit from. And the ahadith that we mentioned, because a couple of narrations together in here, a version is in Bukhari and Muslim, one in Bukhari, one in Muslim. Okay? And just to remind you of the benefits, it's not a paragraph, it just, you focus on the key words. Okay? And put them in a phrase. That's the benefit. You highlight a phrase, small phrase, but it contains a key word. Okay, in this chapter. Now, من يبدأ؟ تفضل عبد الله.
Ayat mentions Allah grabbing the whole earth on the day of resurrection.
Hey, نعم. أحسنت. That's a benefit. نعم. محمد مور.
They are not estimated Allah with a just estimate.
أحسنت. هو كذلك. نعم. تفضل.
Human beings have not appraised Allah with his due praise.
أحسنت. نعم.
This ayah affirms the day of resurrection.
أي نعم. فوائد. ماذا قال الأخ عبد الله؟ ممكن تعيد يا عبد الله؟ Can you repeat with the benefit you just mentioned?
The day of resurrection is affirmed. Decided.
Okay. You heard him?
Yeah.
هو عبد الله هو لم يسمعك. ارفع صوتك إن شاء الله.
The day of resurrection is affirmed in this ayah.
This ayah confirmed the day of resurrection. Amen.
That sometimes the people of the book come with the truth.
Amen. That's a good benefit. Somewhere from the ayah from the hadith.
From the hadith.
Amen. Or then.
If the ayah is an evidence by the qadr, or by the qadr of Allah.
Yes. من أين لك هذا؟ لا لا هذا ليس القدر.
كم يقصد قدرة يعني؟ كم يقصد قدرة يعني؟ قدرة.
من؟ من يقصد؟
نور الدين.
وكيف عرفت؟
قصد قدر.
لا لا لا. Hold on, Abu Samir. Let's finish this. Nordin first. Aid Nordin, Aid Maqult.
I said this ayah is one of the evidences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qadr over all things.
You switch it a little bit. Now I want you to repeat the first one.
The first thing I said is the evidence about the qadr of Allah.
No. Okay, what's the modification?
It's evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his qadr is over all things.
His qadr. His makana. I know. Who will take that one?
Allah
subhanahu
wa ta'ala, khamis, yaliku bi jamalihi wa kamalihi. Wa ma qadr Allah qadrihi wa al-ardh.
A'id.
Allah has hands, which is, we attribute to it.
Has hands, Aina. Mm-hmm. Ahsan. Aina, we affirm to Allah hands. But, Ahsan. In a manner that befits His Majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala qa'idat al-salaf. Min ghayri tamthil, wala takif, wala tahrif, wala ta'atif. Any benefits? من؟ أين أنت؟ صدر عفوا.
أن الله سبحانه وتعالى منزه عن كل ما يشرك به المشركون من الأبدان.
أحسنت. أحسنت. قل هذا بالسورة قل لي. لا.
ألا سنياني بكى إلا كبار غفوص كبين جل الجلال دون سلم.
نواري نواري أنا جم كارينغو مجم أيها الله. Well, he said something I didn't understand, but I just said something else. جزاك الله خيرا. طيب, there was a لغة سرقولية, سونينغي, one of the dialects spoken in West Africa, mainly Gambia, Mali, Guinea, and some parts in there. Not Nigeria, like the Yoruba. What is it, Ikali?
Ikaro.
Ikaro, wa sallam. Hayyak Allah. Anybody else want to mention something? Another benefit? You mentioned pretty much all what the Sheikh mentioned, alhamdulillah. Sheikh mentioned 5 benefits. So you can write this one. Jazakumullah khairan for your contribution into bringing these benefits. Number 1, al-fa'idah al-ula. بيان عظمة الله سبحانه وصغر المخلوقات بالنسبة إليه. Both the verse and the narrations show the grandeur of Allah, His might, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the low level of all His creatures when compared to His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. الفائدة الثانية, the second benefit, أن من أشرك به سبحانه لم يقدره حق قدره. Whoever associates partners with Allah, glorified be He, does not exalt Him in a way which is appropriate for His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. This doesn't apply only on this mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you find people who they say la ilaha illallah and pray and still commit shirk. يستغيثون بالأموات وبمن في القبور ويذبحون لهم وينذرون لهم ويدعونهم من دون الله. You find now in our times people who they say la ilaha illallah, some of them even pray in the masjid, but then they seek refuge with other than Allah, with dead people in their graves. They call them besides Allah, invoke them besides Allah, they slaughter for them and the like. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa al-afiyya. هَوْلَهِ مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. ثالثا, the third benefit, إثبات اليدين. He says this ayah and hadith confirm what? The hands. That's it? That's all this ayah and hadith do? Huh? Just the hands? Al-asabi'. Huh? No, I want to hear. I insist. That's okay, Abdullah. The hands and? The hands and the fingers. When he says the hand, the fingers includes in the hands, we're talking about your hands and mine, right? Yes, if he says my fingers, including my hand, I'm with you. But when it comes to this, we don't know. The ayah and hadith, they confirm the hands and the fingers. As for how the fingers are or how the hand, we don't know. بلى والبلى أليس كذلك؟ بلى. حياك الله. إثبات اليدين والأصابع. وماذا؟ The hands, the fingers and what? The ayah and hadith bring us more details. اليمين والشمال والكف لله سبحانه على ما يليق به. See? Look. This text, the ayah and these narrations, prove that Allah has hands, fingers, have the right and the left, and palms. The palm, the kaf.
You said the right and the left?
Yes. You didn't hear that in the hadith.
Right and left hand or?
Yes. The explanation is going to come later on. No. Yes, there is. It's coming. That's coming later on. Jazakallah khair. But we just say what the hadith says. Of course, we don't understand everything. We don't comprehend everything because our intellect is very small. Left. He's going to come in a narration, as Mikhail mentioned, inshallah, later on, to explain that. But we affirm for Allah, we go with the hadith now. But all this in a way that befits His Majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the qa'ida, that we affirm for Allah what He affirmed for Himself. نثبت لله من الأسماء والصفات ما أثبت لنفسه في كتابه أو على لسان نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. We affirm for Allah from names and attributes that which he has affirmed for himself, whether in his book or on the tongue of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the runes we know will be that tamthil, without likening his attributes or names to any of his creation, wala ta'til, without distortion, like Jahmiya did, wala tahrif, the ta'til is denial, tahrif is distortion actually, wala takif, without trying to find out how things are now. الفائدة الرابعة أن هذه العلوم الجليلة التي في التوراة باقية عند اليهود الذين في زمن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم ينكروها ولم يحرفوها. That the sublime knowledge stated in the Torah was still approved of by the Jews at the era of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم without any denial or distortion of the meanings. أينا. خامسا تفرد الله سبحانه بالملك وزوال كل ملك لغيره. Sovereignty is exclusively for Allah, possessed by Allah سبحانه وتعالى, whereas other beings' dominions they will vanish. Okay, they will vanish. We're gonna stop here, inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue next Saturday. بإذن الله فنقول هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.